Hurricane Maria made landfall in Puerto Rico this morning with sustained winds gusting up to 155 miles per hour. We're joined now from San Juan by AP reporter Danica Cotto. Danica, first of all, just describe what it's like there at the moment.
It got pretty heavy around 6 a.m. as a hurricane made landfall. There were very heavy winds, rain so heavy that you couldn't really see past, about 5 to 10 meters ahead of you. There were gusts of up to 130 miles reported in the capital as the storm approached. And there are a lot of downed trees, windows broken, some at police stations, some at hospitals, widespread flooding, and nearly an island-wide power outage.
Now, you're in San Juan. Do we know about the damage in other parts of the island?
Yes, there's about 80% of homes were destroyed in a small fishing community nearby, and they're still assessing damage elsewhere. There's a lot of downed trees. There's a lot of concern about some people who remain in coastal communities and refuse to go to a shelter. So far, there's nearly 11,500 people in shelters. But as of right now, people have been reporting doors flying off of hinges, broken windows, people seeking shelter in stairwells and bathrooms, in walk-in closets, any safe space that they can find.
We know that Puerto Rico was largely spared by Hurricane Irma, but there were power outages. Were people able to get the word out about this storm coming?
They were, but unfortunately for some, it was too late. There were nearly 70,000 people still without power 2 weeks after Hurricane Irma. So these people will likely face several more weeks without any electricity. And the governor has been unable to say when power might be restored. He said, quote unquote, it will be a long time. The power company's infrastructure is aging. It hasn't been maintained as a result of the economic crisis. So they're expecting at least a couple weeks of power outages.
How well would you say Puerto Rico is prepared for this storm, for Maria?
If you ask people here, I think they would say that the governor prepared well. He urged people to seek shelter early. They opened the shelters early. They evacuated people along low-lying coastal communities. Those who refused to move were forcibly removed for the most part. So I would say that in terms of people's safety, a lot of them, sought shelter with friends and family. And it also helped that a lot of people were already prepared for this storm indirectly because of Irma. A lot of people had water supplies, food supplies. Many left their windows boarded up and their cars in safe places. So it was sort of a test run for this storm.
How long do you expect it'll take to actually assess the damage in Puerto Rico after the storm?
It's hard to say. Officials here are saying that they'll head out late morning to help some families that are hiding in bathrooms and whose homes, whose roofs have been blown off and windows blown out. But by Thursday, I think we might start getting an idea of how bad the damage is.
Was it scary for you to be in the winds of this storm in San Juan?
It was scary. I'm actually from Costa Rica, and I'm used to bad earthquakes, but I've never been in a hurricane. So this was my first hurricane, and it was a Category 4. So it was something I've never lived through before. I was with my dog, so that gave me some consolation. But the winds have died down just a little bit. There's still strong gusts, but it seems that the worst has passed.
Well, we're glad you're safe. AP reporter Danica Cotto in San Juan, Puerto Rico. Thank you.
Thank you for having me.